context of ESG considerations, we're starting to hear a lot about the term cyberwashing, which means using misleading, deceptive or exaggerated claims about the cybersecurity of a product or service or the company's data handling practices in relation to its data subjects. We know that the term can also encompass misleading someone about the cause of a cyber attack or its severity or the company's response to it. Why is being cyber transparent so important in today's environment?
We see a range of statements and detail in the information that companies disclose about their data management to those who want to invest in them or do business with them, with some companies providing very little detail about the type of cybersecurity measures they have in place, while others overreach their security measures and take the approach that customers will feel more confident if they know the cybersecurity measures an organization has in place. The current push for more data transparency is accelerating, and upcoming laws are likely to follow that evolution, and being ready for those now is critically important for those organizations presently underselling their cyber readiness. Additionally, peer pressure and the prevalence of cyber breaches such as ransomware attacks has also led to more sharing amongst companies about cybersecurity risks and responses, and this trend will only continue in light of a number of recent class actions commenced in Australia arising from some very high profile cyber attacks.
Clearly, more disclosure about a company's cybersecurity measures is daunting. Statements made about security and compliance with relevant regulatory regimes can expose a company to liability if misstated or misleading, whether made in privacy notices, on websites, in annual reports, in contract warranties, or elsewhere. It is crucial that they are current and true and do not exaggerate or disclose so much that they create additional security risks. What can organisations do to get the balance right?
Boards now need to challenge representations made by the organisation about their own cyber credentials. We strongly recommend that companies audit their privacy notices and the statements they make publicly and in their dealings about their privacy practices and cybersecurity measures. Companies also need to consider if all of the statements being made are in fact true and not misleading or deceptive, whether expressly or by silence. Do they withstand scrutiny? Even if your company is not ready to disclose more about its cyber capabilities, they do need to make sure that they're not creating risk with their current statements in the meantime. Good company governance of cybersecurity risk should involve board oversight as well as management expertise in assessing and managing cybersecurity.
As the volume and severity of cyber incidents grows, investors, customers, and suppliers are asking for more transparency from companies in which they place their resources and trust. The information booklet linked to this video sets out some of our recommendations for things organisations can do to minimise the risks of cyberwashing while trying to be cyber transparent.